Let's bring him in. I give odds 2 to 5. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking.
So now,
snow-wise.
Before we get to the snow.
Right.
Before we get to the snow. We'll get to the snow because I want to talk to you about this. If anybody watches any TV or listens to the radio or looks at the internet, we have potential for snow coming up on Tuesday or Wednesday, I guess. And Pat and I were talking about this last week. So now, is this cut and dry? Pretty secure in your thinking that there's 2 to 5?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's what I thought. That's the first thing I wanted to ask you. And then the second thing, I want you to make it really clear to me because I meant to go to the city tomorrow. So I need a good timeline here, Pat.
The snow will start in the city around lunchtime.
Okay.
And it will continue, but I don't expect much at all in the city. I expect that the roads in and around town are going to be just fine because the temperatures will be in the mid-30s and the snow, there may be a little rain mixing in there.
All right. When do you think it'll start snowing up here?
Early afternoon.
All right.
So by the time you get back here, there will be snow on the ground. Not much, but an inch or so.
Now, here's an important question before we get to the snow. I don't know if you've seen the news reports. In Kent, Connecticut, south of Kent, there is a mile and a half to 2 mile ice jam.
Ice jam, yeah.
That has formed. An amazing ice jam. And it refroze again with the cold weather that came back in. So Route 7 is closed, or for a good length of it, just south of Kent, Connecticut, to Bulls Bridge, Connecticut. People are out of their houses. Even when this ice jam breaks and moves along before the road can be opened, the state is going to have to inspect it and make sure that there's no damage to it. So I heard in your forecast you talked about milder weather for the coming weekend. Is it going to be like the last weekend where it's going to be up around 55 and 60 in rain where maybe that ice jam will break? How mild is it going to get?
I would think it'll be in the 40s. I don't know if it'll get, to 50 or above, but it'll at least be in the 40s.
Because you should just Google Kent, Connecticut ice jam. And you'll see, it's amazing. It's amazing, Pat. It's I've never seen this long of an ice jam.
Really?
Kent, the Kent private school is a lot of the buildings, and they're built up because they do get some flooding. There's just flooding all over the place, and the ice is just locked in there because after it got warm, it just got bitter cold again.
I'm looking at it right now as we speak. That is just incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's that. That was my question. That was my question. I mean, the state's meeting and everybody's meeting to see what they can do about this because it's refrozen. So, I mean, it's not going anyplace right now. So it's amazing. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story.
That really is amazing. Yeah. And you know, we spoke about this last week, the fact that we were talking about with my long-range forecasting and Dr. Crick, and he moved his maps along. And if you remember, last week, this is like a week in advance, he indicated that Tuesday there would be what we call an occluded or a mature low off the Mid-Atlantic coast giving us snow. And it looks like that is right on. There's no doubt about it. The big question that I have in my mind is how intense does this thing develop? Right now, they're not saying it's going to be all that intense, but if it does develop quicker, we'll get more. If it doesn't, the 2 to 5 should suffice for that. What I still get a kick out of, I don't even know if I get a kick out of it. Maybe that's the wrong term. What still annoys me is the terminology that a lot of the Weather Service officers are using. And I still have a problem with it. Maybe people don't. For instance, this is for the Hartford area for Tuesday night. Snow. Moderate snow accumulation in the upper 20s. What's moderate? Snow. What's moderate snow accumulations? I mean, what does that mean?
Doesn't
to
mean
the
anything.
Average person who's reading or listening or viewing this.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't understand. You know, and then, of course, on Wednesday, snow, additional light snow accumulation. I understand that they're trying to give us an idea, or they're trying to give people an idea of how much snow they expect, but that's not telling people more. Moderate. Some people, you know, people are funny. When I say a mix of sun and clouds, people say, oh, well, that's partly cloudy. To me, partly cloudy is more clouds than sun. And so it's how you interpret these things. And to me, I'm a meteorologist, so moderate, to me, moderate is 3 to 6. I don't know about you.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. Yeah.
Right. So heavy is obviously 6 or more, or yeah, 4 to 8 or something like that. But not everybody knows that. Some people may say, oh, moderate. Oh, so it's not too bad. You know, or like they say, oh, well, he's got a fever, but it's moderate. Or he's got the flu, or he's got a cold, but it's only mediocre. It's moderate. So, you know, you don't put that much emphasis on it. So there is a need for clarification there. But anyhow, clouds today, mid-20s. Clouds tonight, 15 to 20. Light snow will develop tomorrow afternoon. I'm thinking after 12 or 1 o'clock. High 25 to 30. It continues Tuesday night. Wednesday, the snow and snow showers will taper off in the afternoon. 2 to 5 inches, and then sunny to partly cloudy Thursday, 30 to 35, and sunny on Friday, 35 to 40 degrees. It'll be in the 40s over the weekend. I don't see any storms over the weekend, so that could be a good thing. And
is this going to be a fluffy light snow or a wet snow?
I don't think it's going to be too fluffy, because when the majority of the snow falls, the temperatures are going to be like in the upper 20s,
okay,
to near 30. So I don't think it's going to be that fluffy snow, that's for sure.
And it could be more, it could be less.
Well, you know, that's why I went 2 to 5, yeah, because you look at this, the guidance this morning, it's ridiculous. What I did want to tell you is that there is just one computer model that says, okay, folks, then just listen to this, because I looked at it this morning and I'm saying to myself, oh, brother, doesn't anybody give us a break here, okay? This one computer model shows a little low off the New Jersey coast Tuesday night. That low moves just south of Long Island Wednesday. You're grabbing this whole thing as we speak. And then that low is near Nova Scotia Wednesday night. But at the same token, here's another low Wednesday night just off Cape Hatteras. And what does that low do? That low by Thursday morning intensifies off Delaware and Maryland and brings another round of snow to the area.
Now, what model is this?
I knew you were going to ask that. I'll let you take a guess.
Canadian.
You got it.
And the Canadian's been pretty good this year, right?
That's it. You got to give it a little credence, but it is the outlier, because even the Euro's not doing it. And even the new German model's not doing it. So we'll just wait to see. The Canadian's only issued twice a day, so we'll wait to see what the Canadian does late this morning and early this afternoon as to whether or not we have to start paying attention to that.
Well, that'll make for an interesting week if that happens.
I mean, at the back, I'll have 1-2 punch, yeah, obviously. So that's that. Got a lot of things done over the weekend. Just wanted you to know that. As you know, all the Christmas stuff is down. I did a lot of touch-up painting over the weekend, even some spackling, that's done. Had to do some grouting in the shower, that's done. Oh, I installed the new modem for my phones and internet, that's done. And I installed a new cordless phone system and all the numbers put in, and that is done. And furthermore, I realized that the microphone plug to the recordings were coming out of the back of the computer, and I didn't know if I change it to the front jack of the computer if it would work as well. And I tried it. This is last night, and I tried it, and it did work well. So when you hear the late day stuff, it is going to be coming out of a different part of the computer. I don't know if it made any difference, but I also sent the MP3 to my nephew and asked him to listen to it, and he didn't like the sound. He thought there was a bit of emptiness in the background. And he doesn't know what it is, but he asked me to take a picture of the mixer and the settings and send it to him.
All right. Well, we should also get you some of that sound insulation to put around where you do the forecasting.
Yeah.
That would get rid of some of that hollow sound that he's talking about. But
you're talking about on the wall, but my walls are all covered with maps and everything.
Oh, you don't need that. You could just have this right around where your microphone is. Whenever you go on the microphone, you just place it. You place it down around you, and then you take it down. It's very light stuff. It makes a huge difference. I'll send you a picture of it.
I was going to say, send me a picture of it and I'll buy it and let's see what happens.
Yeah, because it's, you just plop it down because it goes around to your left and right and front. And then you read your forecast and everything. When you're done, you just put it away.
Well, this mic is on a boom.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, send me a picture, Marshall. Thank you.
Will do. All right, so we'll keep our eye on the weather, our eye in the sky, and our ear to the radio.
That's right. And we'll keep you posted and see you again in the morning.
I certainly hope so, man.
Take
care. Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.